Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Briars and Thorns, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 14 through 25. Before starting the Word of God, we'd like to suggest three questions for online courses pupils of the world. Question 1, in verse 16, for before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. Who are the both her kings? That's question 1. Question 1, in verse 16, for before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. Who are the both her kings? Question 2. In verse 18, why will God whistle Egypt and Assyria against Judah? Verse 18, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will whistle for the fly that is in the farthest part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. Question 2. In verse 18, why will God whistle Egypt and Assyria against Judah? The last question, how can we avoid God's judgment like briars and thorns? Last question, how can we avoid God's judgment like briars and thorns? First of all, we'd like to see the background. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1 says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. So here Isaiah delivered God's vision to Judah and Jerusalem, which was the southern nation, mainly in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, all of them kings of Judah. So we last part we show verses 1 through 13 in chapter 7. This prophecy is given to Ahaz, the king. Ahaz, the king, historically the 11th king, he reigned 736 through 720 before Christ. Only 16 years he reigned. The basic background, the Second Chronicles chapter 28 or Second Kings chapter 16. Basically, Isaiah reigned for only 16 years, but he worshipped idols, Baals, Molechs, Assyrian idols. And therefore, the king of Israel, the kings of Israel, Pekah, invaded into Judah with the Syrian kings, you know, together. Then king of Israel and the Israel armies carried away 200,000 Judah's people as captive. But because of God's order, so they were returned to Judah. So that's called Sheol Jashub, which we covered in the last time. But Ahaz, he did not repent his idol worship or support adultery, rather than brought an Assyrian idol's god. Also, he stopped, blocked the temple of God, let Judah's people not worship in the temple of God, rather than worship, Syrian idols or Assyrian idols and Baal's Moloch, and so on. 722 before Christ, Israel conquered by Assyria. So, we saw in historically Israel was defeated by Assyria. Then verse 14 said, therefore the Lord himself will give you, meaning Ahaz, a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah delivered God's word to Ahaz, you should ask a sign. But Isaiah refused to ask a sign to the Lord. So then, anyway, God, will give Ahaz a sign. Whether or not Ahaz, to recast a sign. So, really doesn't matter, So, it doesn't matter. Ahaz asked a sign, but God anyway would give a sign. So we already covered, Ahaz disobeying God, not asking a sign, although God asked Ahaz a sign, but he refused a sign. Also, God, want to have a intimate relationship with the children of God, but Ahaz refused to have a relationship with God through prayer rather than worshipers, idols. So verse 14 here questioned the God, specifically prophesied through Isaiah his name Emmanuel. So, but we know that, the Jesus' name is not Emmanuel, but here specifically asked his name Emmanuel. So, why, the Jesus' name is not Emmanuel? That's a question. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, we see, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. But his name not called Emmanuel, rather than Jesus, which is translated to the God with us. So Emmanuel means God with us. So then Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 21. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, they slept together. She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, a righteous man, and not wanting to make her public example, was minded to put her away secretly. So basically, before actual marriage, Joseph's fiance got pregnant. So, but Joseph doesn't want to marry to be stoned by the public, as a public example. That's why he want to put her away secretly, meaning without knowing to the public. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord, Gabriel, angel, Lord, appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Right here, we know that, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, actual Father, Holy Spirit, not, you know, Joseph. Then is Jesus' mother is Mary, you know, Virgin Mary. We know that. So basically, the Mary's ovum was fertilized by the Holy Spirit, not the seed of Joseph. What Joseph's sperm, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So Jesus means, the basic meaning is, he will save his people from their sins. The literal means Jesus, Yahweh, is salvation. The Lord is salvation. So Jesus came on the earth to save the people, to save them from their sins, delivered from their sin. That's Jesus' calling or Jesus' mission. So therefore, Jesus means is who he is. Is Jesus. So in English it sounds, you know, who are you, which meaning I am Wayne, you know, like that. Then is the other one, what are you? So I am a pastor, you know, like that. What means the nature over, you know, particular persons, usually job, you know, kind of thing. So Emmanuel actually means what he is. Because Emmanuel means God is with us, which means whoever accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ is in you. So the Spirit of Christ dwells in you forever. So that kind of function, that kind of nature is called Emmanuel, God is with us. So therefore, Emmanuel, what he is, Jesus, who he is. So therefore the prophecy was fulfilled, shall call his name Emmanuel. So basically, in light of what he is, you know, Jesus' nature. So the other one is Jesus' name. Also Luke chapter 1 verse 28-35, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, the Lord is with you, with us, Emmanuel, blessed are you among women. So Gabriel told it to Mary, you are blessed among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. You know, Gabriel's saying, so she got troubled and considered what manner of greeting this read. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. This do not afraid. You know, Gabriel, you know, told it to Mary, do not afraid. You know, also in Matthew, you know, to Joseph, you know, also right here, do not afraid, you know, to take to you Mary as your wife. You know, both of them, do not afraid. Afraid, you know, Joseph and Mary. For you have found favor with God, and behold, or look, you will conceive in your womb, in ovum, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. So here also call him Jesus, basically who he is. Jesus, named Jesus. Jesus is Jehovah's salvation. He will be great and will be called the Son of Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. So his father David, which means Jesus, descended from David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob, how long? Forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. So Jesus' kingdom will be no end forever. We know that, you know, Jesus is still, you know, in us. The kingdom of God is still here, you know, wherever God, you know, controls God's people. That's called as kingdom of God is a continuing keeping going on, you know, millennium kingdom. So, or in the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven meaning kingdom of God who is in heaven. That's called the kingdom of heaven. So that's, you know, the synonym, kingdom of God, you know, kingdom of Christ, you know, kingdom of heaven. Then here, verse 34, then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? So I do not have any physical relationship with a man. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So basically, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, because of what he is, and Jesus' name is Jesus who he is. So here we can say, you know, Mary's ovum was fertilized by the Holy Spirit. So usually every human being, you know, ovum fertilized by a seed of man or sperm. But Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 said, and I will put enmity. So the God, you know, told to serpent, Satan, who tempted, you know, Eve, you know, first then Adam. So I will put enmity or hatred between you and the woman. So basically Satan, serpent, and woman is, you know, enemy relationship. And between your seed and her seed, or Satan's seed, like a lot of devils, you know, the fallen, you know, devils, your seed, and her seed here in a singular. So seed is usually, you know, his seed, man's seed, because the sperm is coming from man, not women. But her seed is ovum seed, you know, the ovum, you know, seed. So woman's virgin, so, the birth, you know, indicate her seed. He shall bruise your head. Her seed, Jesus shall bruise your head, you know, to Satan's head. So we know that Jesus was crucified and resurrected, and at that moment Jesus bruised death power or satanic power, you know, bruised. And you shall bruise his heel. So the Satan, you know, bruised, you know, the Jesus' heel, you know, that's why Jesus was crucified, you know, was dead, you know, for 3 days. That is a kind of bruise, you know, less damaging than, you know, the bruising head damage. So, but we see, you know, historically, we many, you know, counterfeits of a virgin woman, you know, birth, you know, for example, Semiramis, you know, virgin mother of Tammuz. Tammuz was worshipped as a Babylonian idol god, you know, as a Nimrod. So that Tammuz also claimed was born by his mother, the virgin Semiramis. Also, Alexander the Great, the king himself, you know, he claimed that he was born by virgin mother. So he grew up, you know, in snake because he was born, you know, from snake cult. Something like that. So a lot of counterfeits, but we know that, you know, the Bible, Lady Genesis, you know, talks about her seed, the virgin's version, you know, talks about that. That's genuine. But the counterfeit only exists against the genuine. So therefore, there is no genuine, no counterfeit. So that's all of things in the counterfeit. So God, you know, talks about in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, we'll see. So in Matthew and Luke, you know, we can see, you know, Jesus was born by Virgin Mary as a savior and our Lord. Then verse 15, curds and honey. So curds is like a birthed Jesus, so King James Version, a brother, and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. So this is indicated Jesus' life is a very simple life, not like, you know, complicated life or arrogant life. So just eat, you know, honey and butter or cheese. So very, you know, simple life. He may know to refuse the evil and to choose the good. So usually child, you know, become, you know, 1 year old, you know, up to 2 years old, you know, that moment they can choose, you know, for example, you know, hot water, you know, cold water, this is very hot, you know. So the child, you know, if 1 year is older or older, you know, so like two or 1 year old, or 1 year old or 2 years old, they, you know, wouldn't touch, you know, hardware, you know, kind of thing, some kind of the cognitive ability develops at child 1 year or 2 years, you know, so that's enough. So that kind of thing then is growing to verse 16, for before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good. So child is a cognitive ability to develop it, mental capacity. Usually child 1 year older or 2 years older, you know, so which means before 3 years after the virgins are the bearing. So this kind of verse 16, so the two interpretations, you know, come out, you know. But obviously the child in Jesus Christ, you know, here, you know, the historical is 720 BC, but Jesus was born, you know, 4 BC. So before the child shalot means, so before the child birth plus 3 years, birth point is just 2 years, because birth 1 year old, you know, they usually know, but some people 2 years old. So before the birth of a child from virgin plus 2 years, so the land that you dread, fear will be, dread which means fear, will be forsaken by both of her kings. So the land will disappear, so or those countries defeated, which means, so 3 years, within three years, the countries of Syria and Israel. So Syria and Israel were, you know, defeated, you know, to within 3 years. So right here, you know, we can, you know, call it a dual prophecy. So another case, you know, Ahaz, the daughter, she might have been virgin, which means she, the God, you know, bore a child, you know, without marriage, you know, some kind of adultery or something like that, without marriage, you got bored. So one son, one child, you know, came out, so before 3 years, because her pregnancy, you know, 10 months required, then 1 year old, you know, 2 years old, you know, the child, you know, can, recognize which one right, which one wrong, which one good, which one, so like a child in a cognitive ability or mental capacity is developed. So that moment, so which meaning, so we know that historically, you know, Syria and Israel were defeated. So disappeared. So then meaning both of her kings, which means the king of Syria and the king of Israel. Then is the Lord will bring the king of Assyria upon you and your people and your father's house, the age that have not come since the day that Ephraim is a dominant tribe of Israel. So Israel departed from Judah. This is Israel departed from Judah, which meaning the division between Ephraim is Israel and Judah. That is after Solomon's death, you know, Israel was divided, the northern kingdom called Israel, southern kingdom called as Judah. So Ephraim, meaning Israel, northern kingdom Israel, departed from Judah, or you know, that meaning the division of Israel between northern kingdom Israel and Judah. That is 931 before Christ, after the death of Solomon, the Israel divided. So the Lord will bring Assyria upon you, which means Lord bring Assyria king to punish to Judah, because Judah's king Ahaz, you know, the spiritual adultery, you know, idol, you know, worshiping. So you know, king of Assyria troubled in Judah. The Second Chronicle chapter 28, verses 20 and 21 says. Right now, is 20. Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him, Ahaz, but he gave him trouble instead of help. What does it mean? Basically, Syria and Israel attacked Judah, so Ahaz, you know, asked the help, you know, to Assyria, help me. So the giving gift over. A lot of treasures from the house of God or the houses of leaders, you know, to Assyrian king, you know, Tiglath-Pileser. But Tiglath-Pileser, Assyrian king, came into Judah to help Ahaz's kingdom. But he, Assyrian king, gave Ahaz trouble instead of, you know, upset him. So we saw that, you know, verse 17 was fulfilled, right? Bring the king Assyria upon you and your people, your father's house. So troubled him. Then verse 18, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will hiss for the fly that is in the farthest part of the rivers of Egypt. Right here, the fly is a symbol of punishment by Egypt. So the fly, that is a fly, is in the farthest of the river of Egypt. And for the bee, that is in the land of Assyria. So basically, God calls one is a fly, the other one bee, to Judah. So which meaning God calls Egypt in the symbol of a fly and Assyria in the symbol of a bee in order to punish to Judah. They will come and all of them will rest in the desolate valleys and in the clefts of the rocks and all thorns and in all pastures. So that is one time, you know, Assyria embedded into Judah, the other part, you know, Egypt embedded Judah, Assyria in the north part, you know, into the, Judah, but Egyptian, you know, from south to Judah. So like that. So we can see, you know, the Assyrian attack, later we talked in the Second Chronicle chapter 28 verse 20, Tiglath and plus the king of Assyria in trouble in Judah. Then in the 32 said, after all that Hezekiah had, so Hezekiah is Ahaz, you know, son, king Hezekiah, good king, had so faithful done Sennacherib king of Assyria, the king of Syria came and invaded Judah. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, invaded Judah too, you know, but in that case, Ezekiah is a good king. God helped you know, Judah to be hurted more from, you know, the Assyria king. Basically, God protected Judah because Isaiah served God, you know, faithfully. Also, the chapter 33, verse 11. So the Lord brought against the army commanded of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner. So Manasseh is Hezekiah's son, you know, the next. So Assyria, you know, brought you know Manasseh as a prisoner, which means carried away Manasseh as you know captive. You know, so like that, you know. So we see, you know, Assyria the B, right here B. So attack it, you know, to Judah. So also we see Egypt, you know, the symbol, you know, fly. Egypt attacks, you know. The Second Chronicle chapter 35 and verse 22 through 24, you know, Josiah. Josiah is, you know, Ammon, you know, evil king's, you know, the descendant, you know, Josiah. Josiah is a good king, but one time he did not obey, you know, God's saying. Josiah, the Second Chronicle, chapter 35, and verse 22 through 24, Josiah, however, would not turn away from him. Him meaning Egyptian king, but disguised himself to engage him in battle or war. He, Josiah, would not listen to what Necho, the Egyptian king, had said at God's command. So God's command, you shouldn't involve in this battle with me. Necho, the Egyptian king, said, you know, that said, that statement is God's command. But went to fight him, Necho, on the plain of Megiddo. Archers shot King Josiah, and he told his officers, "Take me away, I am badly wounded." So they took him out of his chariot, put him in his other chariot, and brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. So, you know, the Egyptian king, you know, attacked the Judah, so Josiah, you know, was killed. Also, the Second King, chapter 23, verses 34, Egyptian, Pharaoh is Egyptian king's title. Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim. Eliakim is the son of Josiah, king, in place of his father Josiah, and changed Eliakim's name. Jehoiakim. So Pharaoh Necho embedded into Judah. So the Eliakim's son, you know, name is changed, you know, replaced. Then he took Jehoahaz, you know, the present king, at that time present king Jehoahaz, and carried him off to Egypt, and there he died. So Egyptian king, Jehoahaz king, carried away him as a the prisoner or as a captive into Egypt. Then he replaced new king, Josiah's son, Jehoiakim. So that kind of trouble. So we saw, you know, fly, you know, was whistled or was called by God to punish, you know, Judah. Then, verse 20, in the same day, the Lord will shave with a hired razor, will shave, unwanted shave, not like himself, unwanted shave with those from beyond the river, with the king of Assyria. So, the river, king of Assyria side, river, the Euphrates River. So the southern Egypt side is a Nile River, right? The head of their hair of the legs and will also remove the beard. Basically, savory, you know, hair and removed the beard, all of them unwanted, you know, forced shaving, you know, that kind of feeling, humiliation kind of feeling, right? So the 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, you know, so one example of a humiliation. First, so Hanun seized David's envoys, shaved off half of each man's beard. When David was told about this, he sent messengers to meet the men, his envoys, for they were greatly humiliated. So shaving, removing beard, you know, a symbol of humiliation, basically. The king said, stay at Jericho till your beards haven't grown, and then come back. So unwanted, you know, cutting, shaving, that is humiliation. It shall be in that day that a man will keep alive a young cow and two sheep. So when, you know, Assyria attacked Judah and Egyptian attacked Judah, but at that time, young cow and two sheep, you know, still alive. But later then we see Babylonia also attacked Judah. That time, no young cow and two sheep even were there, so we can see later. But at this time, Assyrian king, Egyptian king attacked Judah. At that time, young cow and two sheep are alive. So it shall be from the abundance of milk they give that he will eat curds or butters. So from young cow and two sheep, they can eat butter and milk. They can eat. Because we can see right here, you know, God's mercy, you know, God's patience to wait for, you know, the Judah's king, you know, to repent their sins and come back, you know, to the Lord. So that kind of thing, you know, the Isaiah, you know, chapter 55, you know, verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and God will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for God will abundantly pardon. Basically, you gave up, you know, all wicked thing, all unrighteous thing, all disobedience to the Lord, then return to God. That moment, God give mercy. Mercy meaning forgive you. How much? Abundantly pardon. Abundantly pardon. So God, you know, really the patient waited for the Judah, you know, as a king, you know, to come back to the Lord. You know, giving up, you know, all idol worshiping practice. So still, you know, here God has mercy, abundance milk available still, you know. But we can see later, you know, Babylonian at time later, that moment, you know, Judah was conquered by Babylon in 586. So 70 years, Jewish people were carried away as a captive to Babylonia. So that time is there was no ships, no cows, so no milk, no bread, you know, totally desolate. But here still a little available. For they will eat curds or butter, for butter and honey everyone will eat, everyone who is left in the land. That is a left one. It shall happen in that day that wherever there could be 1,000 vines, but there is no desertification, no vegetation when Assyria and Egypt attacked in Judah. 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels of silver. Shekel is the silver, you know, the unit, you know, weight, you know, that is 2 people's ounces. So 11.34 gram. So there is 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels, so which meaning one vine worthy of a shekel of silver. So that it will be for briars and thorns. So thousands of vines is disappeared, becoming briars and thorns, useless, worthless. So no vegetation as the result of God's punishment through flyer, which is Egypt, and bee, which is Assyria. With arrows and bows, men will come there. So arrows and bows, men will come there, because all the land will become arrows, bows, men will come there. What do they mean? Arrows, bows, men, basically invading guys, you know, Assyrians, you know, brought in arrows, bows, and Egyptian, you know, brought arrows, bows, you know, to invade into Judah. Because all the land will become briars and thorns, and to any hill which could be dirt with the hoe, you will not go there for fear of briars and thorns. So there is every land that become briars and thorns, except the sheep and cow to take, you know, pass by themselves. But it will become a range for auction and a place for sheep to roam. So right here, only for grazing. So there is a range over auction, a place over sheep, which means the sheep and auction wandered for grazing only, without taking care of a human. So therefore, we can see, you know, so the, what happened, you know, after, you know, Assyria and Egyptian attacked it there. Let's see, you know, each question. In verse 16, for before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread or fear will be forsaken by both of her kings. Who are the both of kings? That is Assyrian and Israel king, right? So Syria land and Israel land were forsaken, which means disappeared, so fell down. So within 3 years or, you know, until Jesus come. Question 2, in verse 18, why will God whistle or call Egypt, Assyria against Judah? Because the Judah disobeyed God or made idol worships. You know, basically Ahaziah encouraged the Jewish people to worship idols by shutting the door to the temple of God, and bringing Assyrian idols and Syrian idols. Question 3, how can we avoid God's judgment like briar thorns? We mentioned that Isaiah in chapter 55. So we, you know, to give up our unrighteousness, our wickedness, then come back to the Lord. Then the God will abundantly forgive us with his mercy. The moment for, you know, Christian in New Testament, so the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, therefore if any man be in Christ, any man, no exception, any man, Jews, you know, Greek, you know, Spanish, Korean, Farsi speaking people, any man be in Christ, so any Christian, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, all things, some kind of, you know, superior feeling because I am Caucasian, you know, something like that, or because I studied very much, you know, that kind of all the things are passed away. Behold, look, all things are becoming new creature. So we, you know, that's a way how to avoid God's judgment like briars and thorns. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Then we will conclude the study of the Word of God. God bless you, Rachel.